This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's reaction on Capitol Hill to the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, just hours after British police dramatically arrested him at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he had been holed up for nearly 7 years. Assange is held responsible for a computer hacking conspiracy linked to the release of hundreds of thousands of secret U.S. documents. Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia says WikiLeaks founder Assange should be held accountable.
They've acted in concert with the Russians to interfere in our elections. They helped either hack into or took hacked information from the Russians and released it in a way to disrupt our campaigns in 2016. And I don't think that's not right. I think that's illegal, and I hope Mr. Assange gets prosecuted.
And Republican Senator John Kennedy on the matter.
He's under indictment, and I'm pleased to see him arrested. I can't speak for the president's comments, I haven't heard, but we have due process in this country. I'll have a chance to defend myself.
The indictment of Assange stems from one of the largest breaches of classified information in U.S. history. The 2010 WikiLeaks release of a vast cache of U.S. military records from its wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, assessments of suspected terrorists held by the U.S. at its prison in Guantanamo, Cuba, and 250,000 State Department cables. The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan, and it has revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it had found WHO staff involved in some suspicious activities during vaccination campaigns, and that the ICRC failed to practically implement pledges given to the Taliban. This is VOA News. Experts are now saying that North Korea might begin turning away from South Korean President Moon Jae-in after he failed to secure sanctions relief from U.S. President Donald Trump during his visit to the White House. But as VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman explains, there's still room for more progress to be made.
Sitting alongside South Korea's president, U.S. President Donald Trump expressed willingness on Thursday to hold another summit with North Korea's leader to try to reach a sweeping denuclearization deal. There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization. South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Trump declined to say if he had been in communication about that with Kim in recent weeks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A plan by Sudan's military to take over the country's government is getting a cold reception from protesters and the international community who want to see the African nation take steps toward democracy. Sudan's defense minister announced the takeover on state television Thursday over and after the army ousted the country's longtime president, Omar al-Bashir, following months of demonstrations against his 30-year iron-fisted rule. A transitional military council will run the government for the next 2 years. A 3-month state of emergency has been declared, along with the suspension of the constitution and the dissolution of a parliament. Earlier, a Sudanese military source told VOA that al-Bashir, who is 75, has been put under house arrest. Pro and anti-Brexit supporters have vowed to step up their campaigns after European Union leaders gave Britain a 6-month extension to the process of leaving the bloc. The extension of the so-called Article 50 process averts immediate concerns of Britain leaving without an exit agreement with the European Union. The new deadline has been set for October 31st. The delay could mean that Britain will take part in EU elections scheduled in May. Also, there are still a few signs that British lawmakers will approve Theresa May's proposed Brexit deal, further prolonging the political chaos. The EU Council President Donald Tusk announced the extension early Thursday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.